born in a stable, his mother a virgin, raised in a carpenter's shop. His people were slaves, his parents were poor, his friends were a lowly lot. His chances in life are very slim. He's expected to be a slave. But people in darkness saw light in him and hope of freedom he gave. All of the power in heaven and earth God has invested in him. He's to die on a cross, descend into hell, meet the devil, and take the keys from him. He yielded himself to the death on the cross, cried, "It's finished," and slumped to die. In the regions of hell, the devil celebrated, "We've destroyed the king," he cried. In the midst of the celebration, footsteps were heard, marching the corridors of hell. Then the shouting stopped when a voice rang out, a voice that rang like a bell. Satan trembled as he recognized him who came to deliver his own. "Shut and lock those gates," he cried. "Don't let him ascend to his throne." Then the gates swung shut in the face of the king to prove God's salvation untrue. But he shook hell's gates and cried, "Lift up your heads, the king is coming through." Then out of the devil's prison house marched a procession led by the king, shouting, "Now, O grave, where is thy victory? And death, where is thy sting? Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God mighty in battle is he. Who is the King? The master of the host of heaven supreme. Who is the King of Glory? He's the one that not even death could stop. Who is the King of Glory?" The little boy from the carpenter's shop. The little boy from the carpenter's shop.
The little boy from the carpenter's shop.